Well, they got me hooked up like a Christmas tree. I got cords and things all over me. They want to tie me down, Garland here, so I'll just have to put up with all of this. I appreciate you being here, all of you, from various congregations. I see the four to here, and we're just happy to see them. And you from other congregations, thank you. My glasses, I can't hardly see out of my glasses. It seemed like I see Pete Crunch back there. I don't know if I'm blind, or maybe I'm just blind. There he is, Pete, and Sheila there. They're good friends of mine, and we go way back. Hog killing. That's another story. But anyway, if you would turn, thank you for being here, all of you. If you would turn, do I have everything on, Garland? All right. Well, if you would turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 5, and verse number 9, and also Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 20 through 21. You see that? Now, let's look at the Lord's record here and the Beatitudes, or the Sermon on the Mount there, verse number 9. Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." You see that? And in Galatians chapter 3, you all right there? Verse number 26 and 27, it said, "For ye all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you that has been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." Now, I want you to get this now. All of the children of God spiritually are in Christ and in his church. Amen. Are you still with me? Stay with me now. This morning I had a pretty rough time with some of you. I hope you don't go to sleep. But I can wake you up. I'll guarantee you that. Now, there are two classes of people. Now, this thing here is driving me crazy. Do I need to turn this off or turn it another way? What is that thing here? What is this? All right. You got it there? It's whining. You got it? Well, I don't know what it is, but now I'll just take this off and put it down there. There are only two classes of people in the eyesight of God. Members of the churches of Christ and non-members. Only two classes. Two classes of people. The saved and the unsaved. Not the rich and poor, not the black and white, no. God is the Father of all of us. Got it? Physically, we are all related through the first Adam. Through the last Adam, we're brothers and sisters in Christ. You get that? Now, we're going to talk about the peacemaker. Now, this is not talking about arbitrary matters between a union and a company. So get that. That's not talking about peacemaking between a company and a union. No, 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 no. Now, please get this. Peace with God means forgiveness of sin. Do you, some of y'all are really looking funny here. Maybe I can do something to make you kind of smile. Peace, I want you to get this. Somebody said, I have peace with my maker. If you don't have remission of sin, you don't have peace with God. And peace with God means remission of sin. The peace of reconciliation, Romans chapter 5, verse 1 and verse number 9 in Colossians 1:20. God's system of peace. Got it? Now, keep that in mind. All of the peacemakers are in Christ. There aren't any peacemakers outside of Christ. You got it? Listen to me carefully. Denominational people are not peacemakers. Why? Because they don't, and I don't know if they know how, to teach people to have peace with God, and peace with God means remission of sin. What do you use to teach people to have peace with God? Romans chapter 10 and verse 15 is called the gospel of peace. You see that? Now, let's get down here now. That's a little offshoot there. But that's pretty good. Now, there can be no peace with God fully until Christ came. Because Paul said in Ephesians, for he is our peace. Ephesians 2:13. He's our peace. Well, what do you mean? He's the go-between. He's the go-between. The Bible tells us in Timothy, there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. Oh boy, that's good. Well, pretty good. I'm doing what this here over here before we did with our text here. The time for Christ to come. He could not come at any time. And Genesis 49:10, it talks about the scepter shall not part from Judah to Shiloh come. Now, when he will gather all the people. Now, the word Shiloh means the bringer of peace. You got that? And Luke chapter 2 in verse number 8 through about 35 here, Jesus came talking about peace and goodwill toward all men. It's not like people say at so-called Christmas time. And I don't know where Christmas came from. It didn't come out of the Bible. No. And I know some of you talk about today is Easter Sunday. Well, I know the translation in Acts chapter 12, verse number 5 or 6. That's a wrong translation there. The King James made a boo-boo on that. That should be Passover. Talk to me, somebody. Now, I don't know where we got the idea. Even members of the Church of Christ like to hold on to these certain man-made holidays. Christmas is one of them, and Easter is another one. And then the heathens decided we're going to come up with Mother's Day and Father's Day on the Lord's Day. I don't preach Mother's Day sermons on the Lord's Day. The word Kyriakos, that which belonged to the Lord. You got that? This is the Lord's Day, first day of the week. Amen. Boy, that's all right, isn't it? Now, Simeon said, watch it, talking about the consolation of Israel there, he saw the child Jesus. And he said, Lord, just let me die because I'd have saw the salvation of Israel there, so I can go on die now. Well, it's time. And John said, John the Baptist, let me do this. If there was ever a Baptist, it was John. That's the only one I read about. John the Baptist. See the word the Baptist? That indicates one, the Baptist. Yeah, I don't know where the rest of these Baptists came from, but they're not in the Bible. Now somebody say, you're picking on the Baptist. Now you Methodists and Presbyterians, don't get jealous. I'll deal with you at another time. Now, that and you Catholics and all of you there, because none of that stuff is in Scripture. Now, John said it, the next day John seeth him come, and John said, behold, look at him, here's the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. That's Christ. What do you mean take sin? Now, when Christ does his work, man can have peace with God. Totally. Amen. And if you're a member of the Church of Christ, guess what? You don't have to go through no man high priest to get to God. The only high priest you need to go through is Christ Jesus, who is a high priest over the house of God. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 21. And every member of the house of God are priests, women and men. And we can pray and talk to God through our peacemaker, who is our high priest. Amen, somebody. Like that? Just stick around here. Finally got their attention. The Bible says in Galatians 4:4-5 there, in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under law, to redeem them that were under the law. Boy, that's good. It's time. Well, his blood that he shed on Calvary's cross. Listen to me carefully. Jesus, the Bible said in John 19, 34 to about 36, the soldier came to him and found him already dead. And the Bible said he took a spear and speared his side, and forthwith came out, listen to me, blood and water. And he took that same blood and he bought the Church of Christ. He didn't buy no denomination. All of the blood of Christ is in his body. His body is the church. And I haven't read nowhere, Pete, where God have given any blood transfusion to any denomination. So if you're in a denomination, you don't have the blood of Christ there. His blood, blood of his cross, his blood not only bought the body, but it dedicated the book, Hebrews 9 and verse number 14 and following. Watch it. And when you contact the blood, watch this here, you're blessed. But the blood is in the body. What's the body? The body is the church. How many are there? One. Well, where's the body of Christ? The body of Christ is in the church of Christ. What? Wait a minute. Romans 12:4-5. There are many members, but one body. And we are all, there are many members in one body. And the one body is in Christ. Where's the church of Christ? Somebody said church of Christ is on the corner up there. No such thing. There's a lot of people on the corner up there. The church of Christ is in Christ. Romans 12:4-5. It's a spiritual organization. 1 Peter 2 and verse number 5. To offer up spiritual sacrifice. Well, what does that mean, Brother Shannon? If you're not in the body of Christ, you can't even worship God. A lot of people don't know that. And I'm so glad the elders and whoever, you or who, I don't know who did it. Maybe the sisters came up with that idea. We need to put this stuff all over the world. Peter, I feel like I'm somebody. Man, got me preaching to the whole world, man. Man, I feel good about that. Not boasting, but not bragging, but facts. Is that facts? All right. Well, that's good, isn't it? So, that's good. Now, you see, the blood of his cross is connected with the book. See, listen here. The gospel of peace. This gospel was dedicated with the blood of Christ. Now, if you want to get the benefits of the blood, you got to read how you get the benefits of the blood from the gospel of peace. Now, if you want the benefits of the blood of Christ, you got to be in the body of Christ, because that's where remission of sin takes place. Nobody's saved outside of the body of Christ. A lot of people don't know that. That's why I'm preaching like y'all are first graders. I'm preaching like you're first graders. I want you to get it. Well, that's pretty good. Now down here, this is who we're shooting for. The alien sinners in the world need peace with God. What does that mean? My good brother, you prayed a good prayer. Where are you? Did he leave? Where is he? I don't see him. He's in the back. Oh, he prayed and went hid. Hid back there. Well, anyway, I heard him pray his prayer for Biden and Harris. They need it. Matter of fact, all of them need it. And this is what they need. Donald Trump needs to hear this. Obama needs to hear this. All of them need to hear this truth. Why? Because they think they're all right. Because denominational preachers will tell them, ain't nothing wrong with y'all. God is with you. That don't mean God is. Listen, God is with a lot of people, but they don't have remission of sin. Somebody say, I know the Lord. If you don't have remission of sin, you don't have peace with God. Because the Bible says in 1 Peter 3 and verse number 15, 2:15 or 3:15, one the other. If that's not right chapter and the right verse, just read all the Peter and you'll run into it. But it's in Peter somewhere. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against Boy, look at there, Brother George, against them that do evil. That's in the church aisle. Now, if you're doing evil, God is not with you. He's against you. He's against you. Boy, you know what I'm scared of? I'm scared of a lot of things, but there's one thing I'm just scared of. I'm scared of sin. Are you? I'm scared of sin. See, because when you start mingling sin and doing it, God said, I'm against you. Now, thank God for this. God has given mankind a system for the world to have remission of sin, and for the members of the Church of Christ, another system, second law of pardon, forgiveness of sin. And you can find all of this in Acts 8, verse 5 to 12, then Acts chapter 8, verse 22 and following. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. Acts 8 and verse 12, when they believed Philip, preaching the thing concerning the kingdom and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then the Bible said Simon also believed and was baptized, but he went sour. He thought he could buy the gift of God with money, and Peter told him right off. The Baptist say he wasn't saved. Apparently he was, because Peter didn't tell him to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. He didn't tell him that, because Peter knew he'd already done that. Well, what did Peter tell him? Peter told him to repent of this thou weakness and pray God. That's the second law of pardon. Don't you know we ought to be happy? Let me tell you something, brother. I just learned that this year. Do you know that God has a system by which we can have remission of sin? Now, members of the Church of Christ, you don't have to be baptized. Baptism has never been for members of the church. So somebody says, I'm a member of the church, now I'm going to be baptized. No, you're not. Because when you're baptized, baptism is for those outside of the church, not inside. What? Well, Brother Shannon, say that again. Baptism is not for us saints, it's for sinners, and it's for the remission of sin. Well, what about a member of the Church of Christ that sinned? You don't have to be baptized again. All you need to do is repent and pray. Listen to what it says. Repent and pray. Listen. You don't have to go before no priest and confess your sins like the dude in the Catholic Church. And Father, bless me if I have sinned. It's been 6 months since the last confession. And I stole this and I threw eggs on this old lady's house. You don't have to do all that foolishness. You pray and talk to God, to Jesus Christ, who is our high priest. Is that good? All right. Now, I think that's enough along those lines there. Let's run down this text here. Pretty good? The peacemakers. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 20, watch this. It says, now the God of peace. I'm just going to read it and just explain it as I go. So we have the source of peace. What do you mean? God. God is the source of peace. So we have the principle. Now the God of peace. Watch his power. That brought again from the dead. That's power, isn't it? Somebody said, I don't believe in no resurrection of the dead. Let me tell you something. If God can make a man from scratch, he sure can raise him. Maybe that ain't sink in. Is that sunk in yet? If God can make a man from scratch, from the dust of the earth, he can raise him. And I'll find you, if you don't amen on that, there's something wrong with you. Hey, watch this now. Watch this. You know, Henry Ford started building cars in the early 1900s, Model T Ford. Any of y'all know what I'm talking about? You see, when they would stop and go dead, Henry Ford had the power and the knowledge to start it over again. Now, a dog can't do that. Dog can't start no car. You stop, what we going to do? We need to get it cranked. Can't do that. But the one designed it can. When man died, will he live again? God can raise him. Why? Because he made him. He knows how it's operate. Is that good? Boy, y'all gonna have to tip me tonight for that. Somebody to get me a Coca-Cola or something for this. Good? Now, let's go a little further here now. So, now we have the source of peace. Now we have the Savior of peace. Watch this. He says, brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus. So who is he? He's the Prince of Peace. And not only is he Prince of Peace, he's our protector. Watch what it says. That great shepherd of the sheep. There's only one pastor in the whole church of Christ. What do you mean one pastor? I'm talking about chief overseer. It's Jesus Christ, right? I'm not talking about no Catholic or Methodist organization. I'm talking about we got a pastor. We got a pastor. But it ain't one in one congregation. It's multiple pastors in a congregation. But over the whole church, Jesus Christ is the chief overseer and the pastor. Jesus, talk to me, somebody. Brother Shannon, we never heard this. I'm not coming up with something new. This is all, you should know this. Well, so he's a great shepherd of the sheep. What? He protects us. He's our protector. Not only that, look here. He's the Prince of Peace. He's our protector. Propitiation. What do you mean? Atonement. Look at this. Through the, watch this here. Atonement through the blood. You know what atonement has to do with? At one minute. The word atonement in, I think it's in Romans chapter 5 and verse 11 there. It has to do with same as reconciliation. You know what reconciliation is? Reconciliation simply means friends again. That's what it means. At one minute. A-T, one, O-N-E-M-E-N-T. At one minute. In other words, we're together again. Who put us together again? Christ. Now guess what he did? He did something that's very unusual. You know, before Jesus Christ came, the Jews and Gentiles, they didn't get along at all. Nope, Samaritans didn't get along at all. But Jesus did something. And brethren, the racial problem that we have in this country and in the world, the only thing is going to make it work. It's not politics. It's the gospel of peace. Oh, boy, I got an amen that time. And brethren, we have to be mighty careful as members of the Church of Christ that we don't get so involved and go off on the politics on this foolishness. Because politics are not designed for man to have peace with God. It's the preaching of the gospel. When people obey the gospel, they can have peace with God. And when you truly have peace with God and you are truly converted to the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll know how to get along with your brothers and sisters in what color of what culture. Talk to me, somebody. See that? Now, watch this now. Let's look at this. Colossians 1:20 says, and have made peace to the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Look at this. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 14. Get this now. It says, watch it. For he is our peace. I don't know about you, Sheila, but I'm so glad to be a member of the Church of Christ. I don't know. Sometimes I just holler out. My wife said, what in the world is wrong with you? Are you losing your girl? I said, I'm a member of the greatest institution in the world. It's called the Kingdom of God's Dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. Aren't you glad to be a member of the Church of Christ? Now, if you're really glad to be a member of the Church of Christ, don't you know you ought to really support it? I threw them a backhand lick that they wasn't looking for that. Do you know everything I own? All the money that I own, all the clothes, everything I own is for the glory of God. It's not for my glory. Until you have that mentality, it's not going to work with God. God don't want nothing come before him. Boy, boy, boy. Brother Shannon, you're going to get in trouble. That's all right. Well, let's go a little further here now. Look here, he said, for he is our peace, who have made both one. What both? Jew and Gentile. See, he made them one. Look at that. Wait a minute. Made them one. Let's put it like it had made both Republicans and Democrats won. It'll never happen. It'll never happen. You will never get the Democrats and the Republicans to be one. Why? They got different views. But the gospel of Christ is designed to make all men one in Christ. One. And had broken down. What? The middle wall of partition between us. There was a wall between the Jew and Gentile. And Christ Jesus, when he died on Calvary's cross, guess what he did? He broke it down. Why? He broke it down. He didn't want no wall. And every denomination that you see, guess what it is? It done build up a wall. Because the wall caused division. You see that garland? Brother Ford, you see that? Walls cause division. Every denomination that exists and will exist, there are walls, and God sent Jesus to break down the wall, and they're putting them up. Why? Because denominationalism signifies division, and division is contrary to the teaching of God's word. Paul said in First Corinthians 1:10 that you all speak the same thing. And Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4:13, we have the same spirit of faith according as it is written. I believe and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Now if a man believe what's written and speak what's written and obey what's written, he'll be all right. That's what the gospel does. That's good. Well, listen to this. Between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinance. Watch it. For to make in himself. Look at this, brethren. I'm going to draw it big so you can see it. In himself. What do you mean? In Christ. For to make in himself of twain, two, one new man, so making peace. What do you mean? Jew and Gentile, black and white, in the same church, and they're not feuding, fussing, and fighting. The only thing that is possible to do that is the gospel of peace. It's the only thing will do that. Here's a man and his wife that's married, and they're feuding, fussing, and fighting. If the gospel of peace won't make them solve their problem, it's no hope. The problem we're having in America, listen, if we could get people to obey the gospel, things would get better. All right, look at this. So making peace, and that he might reconcile both. What both? Jew and Gentile. That covers all people. Unto God, look at this, in one body. Where? In the one body. What is the one body? Well, what is the body? Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 21 and 22 has put all things under his feet and made him to be head of all things to the church, which is his body. So the church is a body. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 4, Paul says there is one body. The one body is the one church. Now watch this. Ephesians 2:16, it says that he might reconcile both unto God in the one body. How was it done? By the cross, having slain the image thereby, and came and preached peace to you which are far off and to them that are nigh. Watch this now. Why be in the one body? Why be in the church of Christ? Why you people are always talking about the church of Christ? You can't be saved unless you're in the church of Christ. Why? Lick your fingers, all of you. Turn to Ephesians chapter 5. Verse number 23, everybody turn there. If you didn't have a Bible, write it down. Let's look at it. Why is this so important? Amen. I need to kind of slow it down a little bit. I got couple of more days here. I really need about 6 weeks preaching like this. I don't know if you folk could stand 6 weeks of me preaching like this. Ephesians chapter 5, that's good. Let's look at it. We're going to read it together. Ephesians 5 and verse number 23. Got it? I'm going to wait on you. No, I'm not going to quote this. We're going to look at it together. And you mark it. And all your denominational friends who don't believe you have to be in the body of Christ to be saved, they need to read this. The Bible says in Ephesians 5 and verse number 23, for the husband is the head of the wife. I didn't write that. I don't want no head. Don't get married to him. All right? Even as Christ is the head of the church. I told you he's the head. He's the bishop, the shepherd, the great shepherd. And he is, look at it, he is the savior of the body. Now, what is Christ going to save? He going to save the body. What's the body? It's the church. So therefore, if you're not in the church, you're not saved. I don't care if you're black or white, rich or poor, you're not saved, and you better not die in your sin. If you do, you'll be lost eternally. Somebody needs to say this, because today we got gospel preachers are scared to open their mouth up. I'm not scared. I'm 75 years old, man. I don't know how much more time. I don't want to stand before God at the judgment and say, you had a chance to preach and you were scared. What were you scared of? I'm not scared of nothing but sin. But if you die outside of the church of Christ, well, why not Christ? Because the church of Christ is in Christ. I'm not talking about this building here. It's a spiritual organization, but it's in Christ. Amen, somebody. See that? Now, look, that's good, isn't it? Boy, if you go to heaven, you're going to be in the one body. Somebody said, I can't get along with the Jews. Well, you ain't going to heaven then. If the Jews are in the body, and you can't get along with them, and they can't get along, nobody go to heaven. Because you go to heaven, you're going to be in the one body. What is he coming back for? According to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 24, then come to end. He's going to come back for his body, the kingdom, the church, right? And everybody in the church that's acting up, he's going to take you out. And he got a place for you. And you'll be going fishing, but it won't be fish. It'll be a place of fire. It's called the second death. Will any of y'all be in that? What? You'll be going to a lake. But it won't be for fishing. It'll be some frying. Lake of fire. Well, so far so good. So now we have the Savior. Look at what Jesus did for us. Look at what Jesus did. Now Jesus, he knew no sin. Was no guile found in him. All right? Now, we dealt with the Savior of peace. Now we're going to look at the scripture for peace. What? What did you say? We got the source. We got the Savior. And look at the scripture. The precept of the everlasting covenant. What did you say? The everlasting covenant. There will not be another covenant that God would make with mankind. The gospel of Christ is God's last message to man. Joseph Smith, watch it. And Muhammad, they were all wrong. They were lying. The Mormons say that God has another testament. That is false. Jews said it was once delivered to the saints. The Latter-day Saints, they're too late for the press, not even in the Bible. You got out there at Salt Lake City, just crazy. Jesus and God didn't talk to those folks. Wait a minute, that's good? Lad, look here. That's pretty good, I like that. In Isaiah chapter 52 and verse number 7, Paul quotes Isaiah 52 and verse number 7 in Romans 10 and verse 15. How beautiful are the feet them that preach the gospel of peace to bring glad tidings. If you go back to Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 7, you're almost reading verbatim. And then in Nahum 1:15, it talks about some of the same stuff. Good news. Amen. Romans 10, verse 15, and how shall they preach except they be sent? Watch it. As it is written. What do you mean as it's written? Go back to Isaiah chapter 52 and verse number 7. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that look, preach. Look at this. The gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good news. Now you want to know how, what peacemakers do? Here's the job of peacemakers. The peacemakers takes the gospel of peace and instruct people how to have peace with God. That's what a peacemaker is. Do we have any in the audience? We started off here in Matthew 5:7. They shall be called the children of God. Do you call yourself a child of God? Well, you're supposed to be a peacemaker. Somebody said, well, I didn't know that I was supposed to preach. I didn't say preach. You're supposed to be a peacemaker. What do you mean? You need to carry the gospel to somebody. Let me stay here a minute. Let me sit down here a minute. I wish I had a cold Coke with ice right now. We can just sit here and cool and talk a little bit. You mean tell me all these people here? I don't look like it may be 80, 90 people, 100. If every one of you brought one person here, how many? Where would they sit? Or somebody say, what county is this? Warren County or Cannon County? Well, maybe it's not that many sinners in Cannon County. All of them members of the Church of Christ. There's no sinners in Cannon County. In Revelation chapter, look at this, 14 and verse 6. Look at what it says. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. What do peacemakers do? They carry the gospel of peace and show people how to have remission of sin. And when you have remission of sin, you have peace with God. Now let me stop you a moment. Time to quit. Is there anyone in the audience here that don't have peace with God? I'm not asking you to move anything. I just want you to think. Now another question is, if you die when you leave here and don't have peace with God, what's going to happen to you? You know, everybody's lined up everywhere you go. I got to get my shot. Pandemic. And some of them, I didn't get my second shot. Well, because I don't want to die. Oh, yeah? Do you think these shots going to keep you from dying? It may slow things down, but eventually you got to go. Eventually, all of us going to end up like those folks out there in that cemetery. How many folks out there dead? I tell you, all of them. They all dead. And guess what? One of these days, we will be in the silent city of death, and people be walking over our dead corpse. We won't know nothing about it, because the body goes back to the dust, but the spirit goes back to God that gave it. No exception to the rule. Amen. That's good. Now, saints of peace, people of God, make you perfect. You want to be perfect? Mature? Let's be peacemakers. All right? Performing for God in every good work to do His will. This is a letter to encourage members of the Church of Christ. See, you know this stuff here. But I just want to stir up your mind and remember. That's what Peter said. Peter said, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, I'm going to stir you up. I'm just stirring you up, that's all. You know, sometimes I like to illustrate something here, Sister Ford. You know, people get slow. I remember when I was a boy, there was an old lady. She was about 90 years old or older then. I was a young kid, 12 or 13. She said, you know what? She never gets in a hurry for nobody. And she get ready to go in the coal bin. She step over like this. And I said, she going to move today. I'm going to stir up. How you going to do? That was a big wasp nest. a big wall in the front of the door. What I did, I said, listen here. She went in there, took her time. I took that stick and stirred till the walls nested up, and boy, did she come out of there. All I'm trying to do is stir you up so you'd go to work. You see that, don't you? Well, let's go a little further here now. Now, it pleasing to God. What? Performing for God, pleasing to God. Working in you that which is well-pleasing. God is well-pleased with a peacemaker. Are you a peacemaker? Don't let this pandemic stop you. That's the devil's work. Don't let this pandemic, All right. Presence of God in his sight through Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise to God. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. That's the text. Now, what does one have to do to have peace with God? Now, when Jesus Christ died on the cross and shedded his blood, the Bible says in the Gospels that the veil in the temple rent from top to bottom. Well, what do you mean? It rent. What do you mean? It tore from top to bottom. Well, what does that mean? It didn't tie from the bottom to top, from top to bottom. Why? That veil in the temple rent. It tore from the top to bottom. Why? To indicate, to let us know that Jesus Christ have made the way for all men to have peace with God. But will you take it? Now watch this now. You got to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He's God's only begotten Son. That he was born of a virgin. He did his Father's business. He completed a plan for our salvation. Now listen to me, brethren. We don't earn our salvation. We don't merit our salvation. Jesus Christ is the foundation of our salvation. Without Jesus, we couldn't be saved. Listen to me. But there are some necessary prerequisites or requirements that we must do as human beings in order to receive it. Now watch this. You got to believe Jesus Christ died and was buried and rose again the third day and sent it back to heaven. Do you believe that? Do you believe in the body and resurrection of Christ? Do you believe you sent it back to heaven? Yes. Are you willing to repent of your sin? This is what I ask my Baptist neighbors and all denomination preachers, all of them. When they say that all you got to do is believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, I ask one question. I said, do you have to repent? And explain what repentance is, which is a change of heart, change of mind, a new way of thinking, another way of thinking. Do you have to do that? This is what I guess you do. Well, faith only is not enough then. Listen, God will not and cannot save anybody who won't repent. Listen to me. Somebody says, well, I'm a member of the Church of Christ and I am not going to repent. You will never go to heaven. Somebody said, I'm not a member of the Church of Christ. I know this church I'm in is not right. I'm not going to repent. Just stay on there. Stay there. I'll guarantee you. One day you'll say, I wish that I had came out. Too late. So you got to change your mind. Stop doing it. Then you got to confess with your mouth your faith in Jesus. What is it? I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Now, watch this, brother. Listen to me. Before you go down in the liquid grave of baptism because somebody been pushing you, but you don't really believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and you really don't want, you haven't repented, you go on and be baptized to get them off of your back. That's silly. That's foolishness. Because if you're being baptized because somebody pressured you, man, you're not saved. You got a desire to do it. Amen. I remember before I obeyed the gospel, Brother Ford. The preacher devil was trying to baptize me. He said, don't you think it's about time for you to get wet? I said, I'm not ready to go take a bath right now. It's hot out here. He said, you need to go down in the water. I said, I know what I need to do, but it's one thing lacking. He said, what is it? I don't know if I need to stop drinking or not. You folks know what Jack Daniel's whiskey is, but he woke up now, boy. These folks were asleep. They waking up now. You know what Jack Daniel's black? It's made over here. Why is that, Lynchburg over there? Oh, boy, I drank it, man. And chewed bloodhound tobacco. What? I had stopped smoking cigarettes. And so I'm looking at the whiskey and looking at the tobacco. I said, now, which one of these I got to give up? He said, both of them. But he wanted to baptize. No, I'm not ready to be baptized yet. I said, I got the Catholic Church, I got the Jack Daniels, and I got the Bloodhound. He said, you got to give all three of them up. I said, I used to go rabbit hunting on a Sunday. He said, you got to give that up. I said, wait a minute. Finally, when it came to me, boy, you're still in your sins. And if you die like this, you'll be lost eternity. See, people will not change if they think they're all right. I'm not here to tell you that if you're not a member of the body of Christ, you not having obeyed the gospel of peace, faith, repentance, confession, and baptism in the Christ, you're not saved. And you better not die in your sins. Well, preacher, you trying to scare me? No. No, I'm not trying to scare you. These are facts. Well, I want to feel good. I want to feel good too. And I want you to feel good. But if you don't obey the gospel, you may leave here feeling good, but you better not die. What you say? You better not die. You know why the devil don't want you to be baptized once you know the truth? Because he knows you burn better when you're dry. You got it. Listen to this. Jesus said in Mark's record, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Just preached it. The death, burial, and the resurrection of Christ, his ascension to heaven. You hear that and believe it. You repent of your sins. Change your mind about sin and stop. Confess Christ, the Son of God. Be immersed in water. Once you do that, guess what's going to happen? You're not going to join the church. The Lord will add you to the church. You're a member of the family of God then. You're added to the church. You can't join it. And once the Lord adds you, can't nobody take you out. You want the Lord to add you to the church? Now watch this here. He's not going to add you to this building. No. He's going to add you to the church universal. You'll be a member of the spiritual body of Christ, which is the church. You'll be saved. You'll be born again. Now God expects once you get in here to become a peacemaker. What? What's a peacemaker? Show people how to have peace with God. How many people you brought to Christ since you've been a member? Well, how many people have you ran off the church since you've been a member? You ran anybody off? Got on somebody's nerves and ran them away? You need to repent of that. All right. That's enough. Song leader, where are you? Time to quit here. Faith, repentance, confession, baptism into Christ, you'll be a child of God. Live a gospel life. Paul said, if it's possible, live at peace with all men. You got it? Now, if you're here and you're a member of the Church of Christ, and you see yourself standing a guilty distance before God, you don't have to come forward here. You need to talk to yourself. Lord, I haven't been what I need to be. Talk to yourself. So, Lord, help me to do better. The Lord will help you. But you got to make your mind up. Say, Lord, I know I need to do better than what I'm doing. Now, I hope I'm helping someone here today. If you're here and you haven't been baptized into Christ for the remission of sin, and the Lord adds you to the church, listen, we are pleading with you to do it right now as together we stand and sing.